We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man!
Hello, and welcome to the first in an irregular series of behind-the-scenes podcasts about Broken Sea's fan homage to The Prisoner. My name's Gareth Preston, and I'm the writer and producer of the series. Thank you to everyone who's downloaded the first series. I hope you've enjoyed it. The most important news is that there will be a second series of 5 episodes, which follows on from the events of the last story. Whereas the first series was based on the DC comic miniseries, these next episodes will be wholly original, aside from featuring one or two characters created by Dean Motta. The second series is to be called Torchbearer, and I'm writing it once again. I don't want to give away too much about the story yet. In fact, I'm actually currently rewriting it based on feedback I've had about the first draft. Originally, it was going to be a 4-part series, but I was told that the events were happening too conveniently. So I've gone back and I'm adding an extra episode and more complications. So hopefully it will seem more realistic. But I can say that it will explore the organisation behind the village, and it's going to put the story onto a whole bigger stage. Alice and her daughter Megan will be back, as well as a couple of other old faces. And by the end of the series, we will be off in a whole new direction. The Prisoner is quite a hard show to write. It's getting that balance between explaining too much and losing the essential mystery, and being too cryptic and open-ended, so that the listener begins to feel that nothing will ever be resolved. And then there's the challenge that the original TV series doesn't have a definitive answer. The people behind the village were deliberately kept ambiguous, as was its ultimate purpose. This is a very deliberate act, because the series is quite allegorical. It certainly seemed to be about more than just a luxury prison for spies. Inevitably, I've had to make a few decisions about which theories to use. Another headache is that our real 21st century world is now much more like the village, especially when it comes to surveillance. With so many cameras and computers monitoring our day-to-day lives, the 60s-style village seems positively quaint sometimes. It makes being a fugitive of a worldwide conspiracy all the more difficult. In fact, it's quite easy to feel intimidated when watching films like Enemy of the State and the Bourne series, and think that the bad guys must realistically know everything about our heroine's movements. But mistakes do happen, and seemingly impregnable, unescapable systems can be outwitted. I've been reading some modern thrillers for ideas. I do have a story arc in mind for 4 series, if I can get that far, and if there's enough listener interest. However, each series will have a proper conclusion of its own. Like many of my friends, I was part of the second generation of Prisoner fans who discovered the TV show when it was rerun during the early years of Channel 4 in the UK. My parents, who'd watched it back in the 60s, recommended it to me. It is an enormously entertaining series, continually surprising the viewer with its mixture of espionage, science fiction, and satire. There really has been nothing like it since. It is a show about asking questions, as well as the heroic quest of one man, seemingly against the whole system. But there's also an irony in that quest, because if everyone lived their lives as suspiciously and self-centeredly as the prisoner does, society would be just as unhappy. The questions range from specific mystery ones, such as who is number six, why did he resign, who runs the village, to larger debates about democracy, individualism, and education. It's a product of its time, and yet it's aged well, like the best music and films from that period. The idea of making a prisoner audio has been in my mind for a while. I'd already been producing Doctor Who fan audios on cassette tape with some friends when DC published the original four-issue comic. I borrowed Arrival from a friend and was impressed, particularly with the cliffhanger. However, it was not until Shattered Visage was reprinted as a graphic novel that I read the story properly. Although it seems to have had a lukewarm reception amongst prisoner fans, personally I liked it a lot, and thought that the dialogue was crying out to be performed, so it was there that the idea inserted itself. However, at the time, I had two seasons of fine-line Doctor Who planned, not to mention ideas for an original fantasy series that turned into Agents of Science, so there just wasn't the room for another fan series. However, a friend who was an ex-Six of One member, that's the Prisoner Fan Club, he was also a regular stayer at Port Merion, was keen on the idea of a prisoner audio, pointing out that unlike Doctor Who and Star Trek, there's no real competition. He suggested a plot about a religious movement within the village, since religion was an area that the television series had not really addressed. It might be something I'll look into in a later series. So, the idea of an audio version sat in the back of my mind as I carried on with other projects. Years later, when Broken Sea was formed, I became involved in some of its projects, including Green Pond and Grog and Griffin. I remember Paul Mannering asking for other ideas, and The Prisoner came immediately to mind. I wrote an episode breakdown and the script for the first episode, and submitted them. Paul and Bill Holweg were enthusiastic, and I went ahead and adapted the rest of the series. It was the fastest script I'd ever written. Obviously, it helped that I was adapting rather than facing a blank page, but even so, I felt very comfortable writing this story. I could hear it clearly in my mind. However, at this point, the post-production was going to be handled by someone else, whilst I cast the show and recorded some of the actors myself. Nigel Peaver is an old friend from way back. He's a professional actor with a superb voice. For me, he'd previously appeared in Agents of Science and a Doctor Who fan film called Future Investment. Nigel was my first choice for playing The Prisoner, and I was delighted when he accepted. When it came to recording, it turned out he hadn't watched the show in years, so when I got to his house, we fast-forwarded through the first episode, Arrival. I say fast-forwarded because it soon became clear that Patrick McGoohan actually says remarkably little in that episode. We were searching around for anything like a speech that Nigel could study. I wasn't looking for an impersonation, more getting the style of McGoohan's clipped delivery. There were several good auditions for the heroine Alice, but Stefania Lintonbon stood out. Initially, I'd imagined Alice's voice as very RP, like Diana Rigg. But now when I'm writing it, it's Stefania's warmer, more energetic tones that I've got in my mind, and hopefully that will be reflected in the dialogue in Series 2. Bill Holweg was the only choice for Lee West, the mysterious American mercenary. Bill got the character's jocular but menacing voice just right. Mark Kalita amazed me with an uncanny Leo McKern impersonation as number two. But more importantly, he could act with it as well. Captain John Tedrasek brought a lot of authority to the deceptively avuncular Ross. One part which nobody auditioned for was Thomas. I've no idea why. Maybe the sample lines I put in the email weren't interesting enough. So, I approached a friend of mine called Adam Manning. As fellow fan filmmakers, we'd admired each other's work, and I was keen to get him involved with something of mine because, as well as being a good director, he's an excellent actor. Adam agreed, although he had no experience as a voice artist. He recorded his lines on a camcorder and sent me the DV tape. He later told me that it was a challenge to play someone contemporary and realistic, since he was used to playing melodramatic or historical roles. Stephen K. Farnaby generously volunteered to create a new remix of the Prisoner theme. I've always preferred to have a specially written theme on my productions, rather than just sampling a TV episode. Plus, I felt that the original was too bombastic for what is a much more melancholy drama. Stevie produced a superb version for me. He also created his own opening sequence, which I wasn't able to use because it didn't fit with the plot. So I'm glad you've had a chance to hear it at the start of this podcast. The rest of the incidental music was pulled from a public domain source, and I was lucky to find a terrific suspense collection. The production process for season one was a difficult one. The initial post-producer had to drop out after a month or so. With Broken Sea's resources stretched, there was no alternative but to pick up the work myself. Then I suffered a catastrophic hard disk crash, losing all of my work, including the first two completed episodes. I thought I had it all safely backed up, but the backups didn't appear to exist. So I had to start again almost from scratch. I was lucky that most of my cast had kept their recordings. Many thanks to them again for helping me rebuild the series. Using Audacity and Catewalk Sonar, the post-production itself was relatively straightforward. I took a minimum of samples from the original TV soundtrack, mostly Rover and the Hydraulic Doors, because I thought that they were iconic sounds. Now that the first Rover has been destroyed, I'm going to develop my own Rover sound for season 2, using the same building blocks that the original editor did, a combination of chanting, animal roars, and an electronic pulsing sound. You'll hear it in the next series. The most onerous task for me in post-production is adding the footsteps underneath all the moving scenes and trying to stop them sounding repetitive. The other challenge with the series was establishing the changes in location quickly so that the listener is not confused. I decided to play safe and keep the stereo image fairly narrow on this one, although with more confidence I think the next series may sound a bit more expansive. I hope you've enjoyed this little behind-the-scenes article. Please let me know if you've got any questions or other people you'd particularly like to hear from involved in this production. I'm hoping to have the second series ready for the early part of 2010. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be seeing you.